Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to the very last episode here in 2020 of Hori Blade Decizzy Yawns. We made it. We made it through a hell of a goddamn fucking year.
For you guys that have never heard of us, I always tell people in the street, oh my God, just look at a top episode of our top moments. And this is definitely going to be our top home moments. What I will say is 2020 was a bitch. So were we. We killed it this year. We had some amazing moments. We started on tour. We were able to keep our show going through a pandemic. Thank you for sticking by us. We joined the Black Effect. We dropped some merch. We had some really fun episodes, really cool guests. And I'm just really grateful to relive all of those moments with you.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I do want to shout out before we get into our favorite moments of 2020. As always, I wanted to shout out all of our patrons for holding us the fuck down. We started a lot of new things in 2020 with our patrons, including our town hall, which gives you guys the opportunity to record episodes with us over on Patreon. And we also started a new thing called Cinema, where Weezy and I go through different shows, TV series, movies, and we break down like what's in there and all of the sex and underlying taboo topics about it. So that was fun. So shout out to everyone over on our Patreon. If you haven't joined yet, it's patreon.com/horrible decision.
There are so many episodes on there. We get super vulnerable on Patreon, which is so amazing. But to talk about the episodes we've had this year, I'll be honest, my favorite, I think, was literally the last few. Us talking about, what did we do? The Slob on My Knob, Bible Bussy, and Sophia. But people just heard those. So I'm really trying to dig in the archives. My nigga, we had a thruple on in a pandemic. What the fuck? Do you remember that?
We did. That was great.
With his big dick ass energy, we had Van Lathan, who is addicted to twerking porn. Loved that. I'm thinking 90 Day Fiance, nigga. I really got my kicks off. That was a dream come true. I'm like looking through our shit, bro. We've had some amazing shit. We've had our favorite podcasters on Good Moms, Bad Choices, Cocktails, Poor Minds, shit, Mall from Joe Budden Podcast. So we're really grateful for everyone that's collabed with us as well. And now what you're about to hear are Mandy's top three favorite episodes, my top three favorite episodes. No, I won't pick the sugar daddy for y'all because I know that that would make the podcast.
It's so crazy. I was going to pick him because actually I didn't pick my favorite episodes of 2020.
Pick the hot moments.
That's not what I picked. I didn't even pick the hot moments. I just picked some of the things that literally when we were getting ready to do this episode, mm-hmm. I picked the first three things that came to my fucking mind. That is exactly what I picked. Just over the years, over 2020, I was just like, if I had to pick the top three moments, what are the first things that come to mind? So I'm excited to share mine, but they're not my favorite episodes entirely, but just maybe my top three favorite moments. So I did pick one that we recorded in quarantine. I picked one about a flued out dick appointment where I brought in geometry into play that I think resonated a lot with our listeners. And then I also picked one of the interviews that may not have been.
Oh,
you already know, bitch.
What's the little a protractor when you have to? Okay.
No. Anyways, guys, I hope that you enjoy our picks. And again, for those of you who are new, enjoy these clips from some of our 2020 moments. And I hope that you go back and enjoy our picks.
We love you. See you on the other side of this year, bitch. Oh, wait, we have an announcement. Speaking of the most amazing thing that could happen to you next year, besides staying alive through a pandemic, we sold out of our merch this week. Mandy and I, in 4 years, have not had merch. So we are so excited to finally have given you guys the merch. We have really adorable tees. You've probably seen us wearing them on YouTube. But what's exciting is although we've sold out, we are going to do a restock. on Monday of next week. So although Monday is your favorite day because of us, because you get to listen to us, you get to like put us on your body by going to www.whorehive.com. And we have our sweatshirts. Last night I made a horrible decision. We have the dad hats with like a banana that looks like it's coming. It's nasty, but it's cute though. You know what I'm saying? What else we got, Mandy? Peonies.
We have our kink t-shirt, which our is all of shirt, our segments. Right. So all of the segments that you guys have loved over the past few years on a t-shirt. We also have our tour shirts on sale. Bitch, they vintage now because they say 2019, 2020.
So they get already looked vintage because our like the way that they were made. They're some dope shirts.
Get your vintage tour shirts. And then, yeah, we have boy shorts and masks.
All right, guys, get ready. Here's our top episodes of the year.
So you guys probably did not like this episode very much, but one of my favorite episodes for 2020 was in fact Pussy on Lock featuring the City Girls. I mean, we were on tour for 2019 into 2020 and we actually walked out to these girls. So I was super excited to actually be able to sit down with the one and only JT and Young Miami. Again, they were just a little dry, but I really appreciated the opportunity. And again, it just also shows the growth of horrible decisions over these last 4 years. So here is a clip, guys, from episode 180, City on Lock, featuring the City Girls. Check it out. Word for the vocabulary out here, which I love it. So flued out, again, we're going to go with the tips. What is one tip that you have for a girl that's getting flued out? And I'll say mine is never go out on a one-way flight.
Exactly. That's the most important tip. Like, make sure you got a round trip.
The round trip.
That's it is, right? Too. Now, here's my question.
And have some money in your purse. Just in case shit go left.
Just in case. Yeah.
Just make sure you got you some money in your purse.
How do y'all feel about girls flying out for dudes they haven't met yet? Like Instagram dudes, something like that.
I mean, if they got a blue check, technically I know who they are. Right. But what about the non-blue check?
You could buy one.
Oh, you can buy a blue check.
Man, there be some bum ass dudes with blue checks, bro. They be broke.
I think, I don't want to sound crazy. I don't want to just put it out there. I kind of think that's kind of the way of life right now.
Valid. That's how we dating now.
That's how people are dating, kind of, sort of. And like you said, if they got a blue check, you, someone know who they is. And
you're not going to know their salary in real life.
You're not going to be...
Bitch, I be looking. Sorry, I be looking at that.
You be replying. You're not gonna reply to a total stranger. Yeah. I don't think no guy looks that motherfucking good till you reply to somebody who you just don't know.
Yeah,
or you just gotta be careful.
I would at least give the advice of FaceTime a little bit first because I feel like you got a vibe, and I think sometimes dude just be like, you know, come through, do this, da-da, and you don't talk to him. It's like if I'm gonna fly and put this pussy on a fucking flight and flew it. I need to know it. What you be talking about?
You right.
Because people be funny and stuff via like DM, and then you meet them in person, and you're like, this motherfucker is so whack.
I mean, but if they cut
the
check.
You're trying to say like you don't FaceTime them at all.
I know. I think you should. Like, because if you get there and then you stuck and you just like, bitch, I'm going to leave.
But shit, they could be lit on FaceTime. You get there, it's just y'all energy off and the vibe off.
It could be. Or they could be short.
Honestly, with any date. With any date. Also, so JT, this question, actually, I want to shout out my friend. It comes from her because we had this conversation last night and then you got brought up into the conversation. Oh. I know. It's a weird one. So, you know, binge watched Orange is the New Black. And, you know, all the different people play their role. I want to know what type of bitch you was in jail. Was bitches, like, scared of you? Was you, like...
I know everybody who's watching this right motherfucking now. Were they like, you, that bitch did not play that shit. Like, I did not play in jail. Like, I was... It took me, like, 6 months to, like, actually break the ice to be able to be, like, a prisoner. Like, it took me 6 months. And when I got the ropes up, it, bitch, I was in there, like... I went to the hole 2 times. I
was really? Just, like, were they trying you?
No, I used to get into it with officers because I used to think who you talking to, and then I had got into some other shit. But no, like it was like college in there, honestly. So you see how Orange is the New Black look?
Yes, I know. That's like, what I was like,
ooh. But I'm also curious, like how much were people on your dick? Because I mean,
no, they wasn't. I only had like 5 friends, and then I still talk to them because nobody liked me for whatever reason. No, I had a close friend in there, and she used to brag on me so much that everybody hated me.
Oh yeah, they was jealous, and she was holding down.
And it'd be
you
like
was the number one person, but you know what I mean?
So it was so crazy because she'll be outside, and she'll be like, "Oh, JT, the baddest bitch in here, and she the richest bitch in here." And I go outside, and nobody ain't like me. And
I'm like, "Shut up!"
And that's right, bitch. Shut up. That's why nobody don't like me. And then I used to just have to defend myself, and they used to like that bitch. You know, because some of them used to be in there for a long time. They'd be like, "That bitch ain't really no celebrities in it."
But it's crazy later, how, like,
they used to bring me their kids' picture, be like, "Can you sign it to me?"
I didn't even know what your face looked like before I knew your name because everybody, free JT.
Oh, yeah, you was on t-shirts.
Real bitches, but without
even the face first. It was really just the hashtag. So, yeah. And of course, Young Miami, you held it down while she was gone. You was out there rapping for. We a duo, but it's me and you was
bro, if I
down.
Had to do a podcast by myself on stage, I would die. I'd be like, "She's coming out. Don't worry." Cool. I want to know, though, when you were in there, like, how long?
15 months.
Did you have to masturbate? And if you did, like, how did it go? Did you have to go under the cover all the way?
God, so weird. Like,
we weird.
But like,
no, it's like everybody. I think people do that in the real world too, because we used to have like these showers, like, you know, the showers. You could take like the head off the shower.
You did not take the gel shower head and put it on your pussy.
No, you can't pull it down. Oh, it's like a faucet. Like,
okay.
Okay.
But everybody in there used to do that.
And what did what? Just stood there with
you cannot sit down. You're not standing.
Can you be by yourself?
So yeah, you know, being in a shower with people in there for real, it's not like that.
Girl, I see TV.
You know what I mean? She really only did a weekend because she had a DUI or something like her.
No, I mean, certain dorms was like that, but I was like in a good dorm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was in one of them little special dorms until my last couple of months.
What's the special one? Rich people dorm?
No, not the rich people dorm, like the good people. Like, people don't get in trouble and shit.
Oh,
and I started getting in trouble until like my last couple of months, and I went to the hood.
Oh, shit.
No, the hood was good. I ain't gonna lie.
Put me in the refined prison, bitch.
So I guess before we let y'all go, because we know y'all are doing y'all's little press run, y'all busy. Y'all been talking all week. I done seen you. I've been watching you. I guess, what can we expect from you as far as either the next single, what y'all want the ladies to know, what that pussy talk? I don't know. Can y'all, like, what does your pussy talk? You said all them languages. Do y'all speak another language?
English, French,
Ebony,
Opalaka.
What's the French word y'all know? When you say this pussy talk French, I'm like, bitch, wee wee.
That's it. That's the only thing I know. So, what can we expect from you? Next single of another video, by the way. Love Doja Cat. If you guys do a remix then of Pussy Talk, who else would y'all like to see on there? Because I got some ideas, but y'all go.
Tell me your idea.
I mean, only because, is she pretty? And I just be looking at her because she pretty. Actually, no, I'll listen to it on mute. I'll listen to it on mute if she get out. I ain't even going to talk about her. No, Mulatto. I really like Mulatto. I ain't going to say the one I would listen to on mute. But Mulatto. I really like what she's doing right now. She got her little flavor. I would like a little team up of women on Pussy Talk. Although y'all did do Doja, and I love Doja. Okay. Anyone else that y'all would like to see on or work with that y'all haven't worked with yet? Y'all work with Drake. I don't know who else y'all need to work with, but
I know for real. Beyonce, could she do some pussy talk?
Beyonce could do some pussy talk.
Because I know Beyonce be in the fucking house dancing y'all shit.
But look, who wouldn't want to work with Beyonce? Like, that's a crazy question.
I mean, but are you just saying that because you don't want to be attacked by the hive?
No. I love Beyonce. Okay. I'm a Destiny Childs fan.
Same.
So let me tell you something. I know everything. I watched Beyonce documentaries, Destiny Childs documentaries.
We also learned how to be with her luggage, girl.
I
we saw it.
Literally watched Destiny Childs to learn how to be a group. Like, what they used to do, how they used to do their interviews, everything. So I'm a big Beyonce fan. I'm a big Michelle fan. I'm a big Kelly fan.
Would y'all be opposed to a dude on it? I feel like the baby could be like great.
Oh, a dude on it. That would be nice.
Right?
Dudes don't pussy talk.
They got a dick talk.
They gotta answer y'all gotta that. Y'all gotta get Santana on and do a bussy talk. It's a Miami thing. No? Okay. All right.
Oh, wait. I do have one more question.
It's more so come outside.
Okay.
Actually, that would be really good. So, my last question. On Nice for What? I've had full-on bets for money with this.
Oh, yeah.
In this song, you say, I got a son.
That's In My Feelings.
I got a son, and that nigga, what did you say? Who said it? Do you know what I'm talking about? I got a new boy and a nigga Trey.
It's not us.
Oh, see? It says City Girls on Lyric Genius.
Look, she looked up like three different lyrics. Because she's like, it says trade. And I don't think they were saying trade. I'm just going to say.
I still don't know who it is or what it is, but every lyric website has City Girls under the line. I'm like, but
It's a little sample.
Yeah.
Well, I love that y'all joined us today. This is this horrible decisions, and we were definitely a little more horrible than y'all, spelt with W-H-O-R-E.
I don't think so. I didn't take a faucet or a shower head off.
I ain't gonna lie. You might have us beat, JT.
Maybe you need to get flats.
That's not ho shit, though. That's not.
Bitch, I just said silent hoe. You a silent hoe.
No, I'm saying she. If I meet her and see her, I won't think ho.
Oh, but me, you think ho?
Thank you.
I think you fuck older men, married men. You look like you fuck married men.
Damn.
Now, I'm just being honest.
Is like, it because I said that earlier?
No. You look like the type of person that fuck married men.
Well, God.
Oh, my fucking God.
You read me, bitch.
Hey, listen. She's married.
Oh my God. Who would I be if I didn't bring up as one of the top moments a shit story? If you've been listening to this podcast for 4 fucking years, you would know all I do is really talk about how I'm getting sick, shitting, throwing up. It's always something happening. So trigger warning if you can't handle it. But if you are into shit and stuff, episode 184 actually had some scat play tips. And some just fun moments with me and Mandy, because we love a solo episode, right? Enjoy this tidbit from Scat Play Tips and a ho announcement.
Since we speaking of kinks, weird kinks, you guys have completely tagged us as many times as you possibly could about the tea that was dropped on our good old
this
Mr.
This was not the tea that I want.
I mean, me neither. I thought he
was, if my favorite thing that come out with him, if I ever thought it could have been happening, was that he was gay. Paid.
Oh, okay.
Well, no.
Anyway,
not the same.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Odell Beckham Jr. Made headlines recently when some thoughts got on to a podcast and talked about how he enjoyed being shitted on. Apparently, this woman who is Chief Keef's baby mother went on and said that Odell Beckham flew her out and he requested to be shitted on.
I could make a bird sound, I would. Because
is that a bird?
I will go with it. It probably got wings.
Actually, wait, no, the little pigeons I was walking by in the city were like. Can you not look at me like that? Oh, wait, I forgot. Okay, wait, pause on the vanilla.
If I can never do accents again, I would sacrifice it for you never.
So maybe I'll do animal noises and you do accents. That'll be our new little thing.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyways, so Weezy and I have both been saying from day one that we do not believe in kink shaming. Again, I would have loved the story of him taking a big old pegger in the ass, but I guess
that would have been it. But, oh, by the way, so we call it scat play, and we have called it scat play, mm-hmm. but it's also known as chorophilia, and it's basically when, and it's not just like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it out without laughing.
Coprophilia,
sorry. And it's not just when you're like, I can't even get it out because I started to laugh. What? It could be ingesting, playing with, touching, or.
You ever play with shit?
Absolutely not, ma'am.
If y'all listen to our podcast, we did a whole thing on how much money it would take for us to get shitted on. You remember?
Yes, I do.
And how much did you say?
More than you.
I mean, but I just said as long as it wasn't runny and like the hard turds, it'll just jump right off of me. Like it'll land and then.
Also, I think people were writing in, they were like, oh, what if he was this? What if it was this person? Like someone you really want to fuck that shit? And I'm like, same price. Cause I can't see. And Odell Beckham is obviously hot as fuck.
He's hot as fuck.
Now, if I had to shit on him.
Now I'm asking you, like, because that's what he wanted. Apparently he wanted to be shitted on.
If that was like the factor for me to fuck him, I'm good.
All I would have had to do is drink this thing. Bitch, every morning this coffee get me to going, baby.
Well,
so nigga,
and that'll be the ad break.
Nigga could have got some pumpkin cream cold brew shit.
This scat safety is from someone that has been having scat play for 20 years. It's from a gay man. Not that it matters. Scat play is like, it's pretty even across the board. Like a lot of women actually are into it and are on the internet asking for how to introduce it to their partner. So. Obviously, a full course of shots, hepatitis A and B would be great, but STDs and all that kind of shit, I didn't know, but I guess it comes in your stool. But really, it's more so the hepatitis infections, like much like blood transfusion. I mean, you could get something like that.
Well,
yeah, so,
well, there's also a lot of the blood remnants are in shit,
right?
A lot of times.
It recommends you to do this with a long-term or monogamous partner. Avoid lots of random partners, which ironically, I feel like if I was into shit, I'd have to get a regular nigga instead of telling my man.
Real quick. I just want to say how great this is. I know at this point, all the other podcasts have talked about this Odell Beckham shit. And here we are giving tips on how to have safe scat play. I mean, if
honestly, like, I knew we were going to talk about it for vanilla shit. But then I said, let me move this down because not only is it vanilla shit, the news that we're all talking about.
Hors d'oeuvre mixed into it.
But we have to discuss how this is going to fit into your everyday life because we're not kink shaming. Even though I would like to regurgitate while reading this, I will not do it. So doing safe stuff with scat. In order of safety, the safest way to do it for one would be watching the person take a shit.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
Now, I don't know who gets off on the look of it. To me, I feel like the hardest part about scat play is the smell.
But some shit don't stink.
Bitch, does yours?
It depends what I have, like to eat or like how the coffee hit my intestines.
Okay, well.
But I'm just saying, it don't stink all the time.
Have you ever had a shit that was so stank that you knew it was about to come out? It's like yeah, the air farts, past the shit.
My farts, bitch. I'll on the like, way out.
Yeah.
I hope this is solid. I'm just saying, the farts will make you know if it's really going to be
funny. I want to put my mask on. Just talk about this. Okay, touching it with gloved hands. So a lot of like... porn that you'll watch with scat will have gloves, like, except for Two Girls, One Cup, I guess. That didn't really have...
They ate it, though, right?
What did they do?
The shit went in the girl's mouth, right?
It
But it was in a cup, right?
It was in a cup, huh?
Two girls in a cup.
No, there was shit involved.
If y'all want to see some nasty ass shit...
Yo, this is how you know your age, my nigga. Because how the fuck... Has Two Girls, One Cup? Some people may not know it.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Gen Z listening to us don't
know
about
Two Girls, One Cup. Dude, if you guys are like too young and you like love TikTok, this is not the fucking show for you. Please go listen to something else. Wow, I can't find it anymore. Where did it go?
It gotta be somewhere, bro.
Two Girls, One Cup video. Help me.
Well, we ain't gotta watch it because I ain't watching that thing, bro. We gonna keep going. All right, so the next tip, guys, is skin contact with scat. Is there a certain tip about that? No.
Do you remember it had a song?
Weezy, we're not playing Two Girls in a Cup.
Okay, like, well, we are not.
I am drinking my coffee right now.
It looks just like it.
No, it's darker than this.
This was the song! Dude, I fucking remember. I cannot believe this. What? How old were we when this came out?
It had to be like 17, 18. I was in like, oh, not like...
Oh, okay. They're
early on Twitter days, right? That's gross. That's gross, bro. I'm not even looking over there at your phone.
No, they're looking at it like an ice cream cone, my nigga.
Guys.
Oh, my God. It's like. Oh, whoa. I didn't remember that. I didn't remember her putting it in her mouth.
Just so you guys know as well, that inserting scat into the anal or vaginal cavity adds more risks. So
it looks like cookie dough.
I'm not, bro. I'm not looking at that.
Yo.
I had nightmares when that shit came out.
Can you imagine if you were walking down the street and then someone's like, I know you. I can't. Was it a Ben and Jerry's commercial? I can't remember. And you're like,
I wonder how those girls, like, where are they now? Can we get a where are they now for the girls in this video?
Okay, let me see. Where are the girls?
By the way, speaking of, on this video, Weezy just mentioned that they are licking the scat like an ice cream cone. And so here it goes. If ingesting, do not eat anything.
One of them died.
Okay, bro, let me finish giving the tip, bro. I don't care about them hoes.
Hopefully it wasn't
If ingesting,
shit.
Do not eat anything a few hours before and a few hours later. Do not brush your teeth before or after, as doing so introduces micro cuts on your gum lining. Some people take a shot of liquor after playing to kill any germs, and some use mouthwash to gargle. Some also use salt water to rinse out their mouth. So, so would you eat it and lick it?
No, I would not. That's too far. If I had to save my own life, I'd
But
rather
even
die.
For money, I know we talked about getting shit on.
You just
gotta go like this.
I don't think I could do
and
it.
You just like, just a little tiny.
I'm going to say a ridiculous number.
Don't be ridiculous.
Like a million or something.
No. Be
then
more
I don't think I could do it, dude. It's not 100,000. It's not 200,000.
Like, even if you just go like.
What if you put a
what
shit.
What if it's your own shit? Would you lick your own shit?
No.
What if a man wanted to see you lick your own shit?
Bitch, money? You think I'm about to pick a nigga over money? I'm not.
Oh, if your nigga said, babe, I really need you to do this or we breaking up. Would you lick your own shit?
I wish you the best in life. I wish you a lucrative, full of abundance. I will help you pack your shit. while I'm not shitting.
Oh, all right.
So one of them died, and that's where they are now. I cannot believe it. I'm so saddened to hear that. They're Brazilian, by the way. Brazilian scat fetish.
That's not surprising. Them Brazilian hoes be getting it in.
Latifa and Carla. I don't know which one died and which one it was. There was a white one and a black one.
Oh.
I remember that.
Okay.
But.
Well, clearly they're not white and black. They're just Brazilian.
Anyway.
You know what I mean?
Let's stop talking about this shit.
Please. And by the way, guys, we will go again to say no kink shaming. I love Odell Beckham's response to it. He pretty much was just like, you ain't going to throw me off my pivot. Even when shit's thrown my way. And
okay.
I just was like, that was so fucking good. Hey guys, another one of my favorite episodes of the year came in the very beginning. Back when I was a hoe. Back when I had multiple dicks. And it comes from episode 153, where I decided to let you hoes know I am familiar with geometry. And in this episode, I guess, this little clip that you're about to listen to, I describe the perpendicular sex that I had. That is right. Perpendicular. And it was amazing. It was a position for the first time that I had tried in 2020, well before the pandemic hit us, when I was able to just hop on a flight and go get me a quick little cum bucket full of all the nastiness. But yeah, listen here, guys. This was one of my 2020 rendezvous sessions after a flyout. So go ahead and check this out. This is episode 153, Perpendicular Sex and Wild Kink. You know, I'm going through the clear line. And so they're like, she's good. And the TSA agent is like, I really like your show. Go get it. And
hey.
I'm just like, God damn it. So anyway,
is it JFK?
No, it was Newark.
I was going to say, all the JFK agents, I would say maybe once or twice I've went and they haven't recognized me. I was with Old Bay and this girl was like, oh, here
So I know we shout out, you know, our listeners that be at their desks, the ones that don't, because Weezy said all of y'all ain't at desks. But
well,
the ones on road trips, the ones in airports, I do want to shout out the TSA agents getting a hoe on. Anyways, so I finally get on a flight the next day. I end up having them get me a fucking hotel in Jersey because I'm like, I'm not going all the way to the Bronx to catch a 5 a.m. flight. So he has to now change his flight to leave the next day.
Oof.
We go through all this. So anyways, I get there. As soon as he gets in the goddamn room, he's on the phone on a business call. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll wait. Mind you, I took a shower as soon as I got to the room. So I'm in just a towel because I'm like, damn, we in this bullshit ass hotel because they ain't have a robe. I thought it was going to have a robe, but they didn't have a robe. I said, you know what? This ain't a top quality hotel if they don't have a robe.
Why was it so bad?
There wasn't a robe, but I had on a towel. It was a good hotel. They just didn't have a robe. And I normally like getting in hotel robes. That's all.
Me too.
I just like hotel robes.
Why you think I was acting like that about the Moxie, dog?
There was no hotel robe. So I was like, okay, I'll just stay in a towel when he gets... So he comes in, he's on the call, he's on the phone with one of his business partners. And I'm like, okay, so he gets in. As soon as he gets in, he pulled my towel off. I'm like, oh, you ready? But you're on the phone. The sexiest thing ever, the person on the phone, this white guy, just keeps on talking. So he puts the phone on mute
and
starts eating my fucking pussy. He sounded white. Definitely a Bill, Joe, or Bob. I don't know. But it was his business partner and he sounded white as fuck. So he puts the phone. The guy is still talking because they have a business deal right now that's going on.
Fire.
And he starts eating my pussy. Now, y'all know I don't even like head like that. But do you know how sexy it is? He's literally eating my pussy while his business partner is on speaker now talking to him. And he starts to eat my pussy.
Quote, unquote, Manny don't even like head.
Listen. But it was like, ooh, this is
the
hot.
The thrill.
This is so hot. So finally, it comes to the point where he has to answer his business partner. So he gets back on the phone and is like, Then he starts talking. So then I unbuckle his pants because he started eating my pussy before he even got naked. So I unbuckle his pants and start sucking his dick while he finishes the call. If you guys have not done this yet,
bro,
it's the best.
It's the funnest shit. I just did it on Sunday.
It is the best.
But you know what I can't stand? When you think they're about to hang up because you're doing really good. All right, I got to call you back. And then they start getting into some real conversation
like,
and shit.
Nigga,
and
like, hang up. I don't want to suck your dick this long.
I get real mad, you know what I'm saying? If like, okay, like I'm like doing the playful, like get off the phone, dick suck. And then if they really be on the phone, I'd be like.
Oh, I was about to say, I start making noises.
And then I got so crazy because I'll never forget how he said it. So, I mean, shit, I've been talking about me. What's up with you, dog? Yo, I wanted to bite his dick.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
No.
So now I'm trying to deep throat to make it work. Trying to make the most fucking noise. And
While his dick is in my mouth, he mutes it again. And it's like, this nigga won't stop talking. And I'm like, he's like, keep going. Keep going. So I'm sucking his dick. Finally, he ends the call. And so before I get there, mind you, I'm only telling the story because I didn't think there were more things that I could do that I haven't done before. But. And during this sex campaign, I did two new things that I've never done before.
What date?
So that's why I'm sharing. Okay, so he knew he wanted to get nasty with me, right? So I brought toys. Thank God it went through the TSA machines because I only had a book bag. I knew I was just going for one thing. I didn't have to bring much. But I did bring my womanizer for me. I brought a butt plug. I brought a dildo. I brought two types of lube. And an outfit that I never got to get into because he just ate my pussy out the towel. So he's like, grab the toys. I'm like, nigga, in round one? Like, I thought we were going to wait till, you know, we just have a regular fuck now, then dinner, then we get into the nasty stuff. But he's like, no, where that shit now? So
where was shit?
I'm going to tell you, I did such a good job, y'all. So before he came to the room, I put it all in the nightstand. Now I did.
I love dressing up a scene.
But I felt some type of way. So y'all know when y'all open the drawer and there's like a Bible, I couldn't have the butt plug by the Bible. And I'm not religious, but I felt a way. I'm like, I can't put all of our sex toys near.
So what'd you do? Flip the
Jesus
Bible upside
Christ.
Down?
No.
I put the Bible sick.
I put the Bible on top. Like, so it wasn't in the drawer. So when he looked in the drawer, he didn't see the Bible and the lubes and butt plugs and everything right, like man. That.
What kind of hotel is this?
What? You don't go where they have, they have the little Bibles
now. They have Bibles, yeah.
I'll be noticing they still got them.
Yeah, and all of them. And then it's normally by the goddamn.
Yo, I must be the most agnostic it's the bitch night, ever. I don't even see the Bible.
No, they're normally now by the
lamp.
Yo, shit that you do all the time, room service. Like, it's normal.
You know, I'm like, I do.
Because you like room service.
It's ridiculous.
So anyways, he tells me to grab these toys, right? And I'm just like, okay, fine. We're getting right into it. So he goes to grab the butt plug. Now, this I've done before, but I told him I would let him do anal. Mind you, he's told me he's only tried anal once when he was in high school.
This I've done before.
So he goes and he gets the butt plug and he puts the lube on it and puts it in my ass while he's fucking me. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this. But it's staying. So I'm like,
was
cool.
Was it a big butt plug?
No, it's a butt plug where it's like, has kind of balls.
I like the ones where you can stick your finger in it so you could keep pushing it.
Oh, yeah, nah. I wasn't trying to have that done.
But I used, tiny baby
it
ones.
It was just a regular little butt plug. So I was like, okay, this is cool. So he's doing the butt plug thing with me. I'm excited. Then he goes to grab the dildo.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, okay, my booty hole ready. I'm like, it need a lot of lube because I only do anal once a quarter, but last quarter I didn't get anal done. So
Once
a quarter, and I didn't do it last quarter because I was sexless.
Yeah, I guess it's so, like the meetings will happen.
Right?
So if you would like an update.
It's an intern,
So he grabs the dildo, puts lube on it, and puts it in my ass and starts fucking me now in my pussy with the dildo in my ass. So I've done this before, and you know this. I talked about my first time with DP with a toy in my ass and my pussy. So mind you, we're recording this too at this time, but I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna, now y'all ain't gotta hear us because we was nasty. So here's the part that I may play.
Mandy be like high key fucking excited about her video. And I'm gonna tell you why.
What?
When we first started this show, she was seeing, was it Lawyer Bay? Yes. And she
I mean,
was
24/7,
like,
but Lawyer Bay was
like, no. Here's the story. She's like, oh, I just worked out. I was like, okay, cool. Bitch, I just sucked dick after my workout. You remember that?
Oh, I do remember.
And I
this.
Was like, what? No, you didn't. LOL. I see a bit. Mandy is sucking a dick on a toilet. And then I'm getting on her about the toilet.
And I was
and she
like,
goes,
so?
It was closed. It was a nice hotel. It was a nice
whatever. Because we was both in the city and I'm in the Bronx and he had a situation at the time. So we had to meet up in the city somewhere. So I was like, well, my friend be staying at this nice hotel. And normally there's hotel bathrooms in the lobby. So we just met at the lobby and started second. Shut up. You're really judgy. Anyways, so we take the goddamn toy out, right? Here is where I experienced something for the first time. Now, it's still double penetration, but it was double vag.
Oh.
And I didn't think it was. Hold on. Let me see if I could just let y'all hear it. Hold on. I got real nasty.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Hold on. So wait, his dick is in me right now.
I have to listen to
this. Hold on. And I'm trying to fit my dildo in there and it pushes his dick out. So then he puts, hold on, because, oh, I say put it in there. I get real nasty. Because I moaned it. I was like, well, so I'm not going to lie. When I listen back to my videos, I be like, who is she? Bitch, you moaning like that? Don't do that, bitch. Anyways, eventually, he gets his dick in, and then I'm like, make it fit. So we, listen, fuck you. It was a nice moan. Anyways, so then eventually, I fit the dildo in my pussy at the same time that his dick is in my pussy. And that was a different feeling. Not even gonna lie to you. It felt good, though. And then so he's doing the toy in and out while he's fucking.
And how big is his dick?
His dick is big, and he thought my dildo was big, and then he put them next to each other. What? I am not showing her the video. No. But my dildo
is... I got some nerve.
My
dildo showed a video of me sucking dick.
Right. You know, my dildo is much smaller than his dick. And I guess because he doesn't compare his penis to other penises, he didn't realize. He was like, oh, I thought that toy was bigger than mine. And we looked and it was not. So anyways, so as he's doing this, it's getting kind of kinky. Damn, there was three things that happened. So.
Hey.
At this point, he reaches over because I also brought my, what is it, hot pot? I brought wipes. And so he's fucking me. And I'm like, okay, this is fun. He reaches over while he's fucking me and grabs a wipe. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is a wipe for? He takes the wipe and proceeds to wipe his ass to make sure that his ass is as clean as possible, I guess. And literally while he's fucking me, he's wiping his ass with these wipes. And I'm like, okay, this is different, but I guess I know what he's wanting to do. So he pulls the toy out of my vagina and his dick out of my vagina, literally gets off from the side of the bed, pulls me, and then turns around and pushes my face into his ass.
Okay.
I'm literally laying on the bed. So imagine I'm laying on the bed now. He's bent over with his ass in my face. Okay. Yeah. And I'm just like, and his now hand is on the back of my head and he's stroking my dick. He's stroking his dick while my head is in his ass. And I'm like, okay, this isn't bad. I did get a little taste of the wipes at first, but then it started tasting like skin. So I was like, what? It did taste like wipes a little bit. And then I was like, okay.
You got over it.
But it was clean and I liked it.
One of my favorite people, Tahoe. We've had him on way too many fucking times, but he brings in his co-host Orlando Roy, the Hard or Soft podcast. Manzi and I, when we have men in the studio, boy, do we get a lot of fucking energy. But what was so fun to talk to these two men about were the OnlyFans account that Orlando has. We never talk to guys that have OnlyFans, right? He shared his experience as a man on OnlyFans, how he charges people, the stuff, kind of like toys he uses, and yeah, it was fucking hilarious. Enjoy. Episode 177, Just Pay For It, featuring Tahoe and Orlando Roy. Y'all know I pay for it for OnlyFans. I'm a fan of paying for porn, especially when it's black. But Orlando is a...
sex worker.
He's so happy.
So you should see how he sat up in his chair. He's
finally, we're here.
Yeah. I'm a sex worker. So, guys, for y'all who do not know, Orlando actually does have an OnlyFans. And if you can explain to us what it is you sell to whoever is willing to subscribe, because it can be men or women. You're not really open to who it is. But what do you give on your OnlyFans?
My OnlyFans is about using male sex toys and just trying to, like, debunk, like, stereotypes and taboo conversations, and just also educating, making it more comfortable, and just normalizing men having sex toys.
What kind of sex toys?
Be jerking off and shit. Yeah.
With the sleeves?
I have strokers, I have electro toys, I have vibrators.
Do people send them to you at this point?
My sponsor. I have a sponsor that sends it to me, Erotic Boudoir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my sponsor sends me everything. They just sent me a butt.
You gonna do the butt?
Oh, I can't. Oh, I fucked the shit out of my butt. Her name is
Kim. Shut up!
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you said Kim fucked the shit out of your butt?
No, I fucked the shit out of her butt. Her name is Kim.
Oh, but do you want the shit fucked out of your butt?
Okay, wait. No.
Oh, I thought you wanted your butt played.
I think that's questionable with him. He does the whole route except for that. Like, I feel like he's.
I think you're gonna get there.
29.
He does everything but that. Like, come on.
Maybe I'm just not there now.
Okay.
I'll do a finger and that's as far as it goes.
Oh, once you go there, you're right there to the butt plug next and then the strap is next.
Wait, men wear butt plugs?
So yeah. I actually have a cock ring.
How'd you know?
Well, and I have a cock. Maybe I can.
It's a sex toy.
Maybe I'll get it to you using our Adam and Eve code. But there's actually this really cool, and I have it because it came in one of my sets. But it's a cock ring, and around the cock ring, it's attached to a butt plug. So a guy, what he can do is have the cock ring on, and then also have the butt plug in his ass while because he's fucking.
Remember, butt plugs are for an asshole, and you guys have one, and
y'all do have one.
You know, I think my best, I guess, fingering toy was I have this glove that has like a dick on every finger.
And what?
That's cool.
Yeah. So I use it, and I use it on my OnlyFans. So I was fingering this girl on my OnlyFans using it. So I use like all the fingers, one in her butt, and then she'll feel like different dicks.
What made you start it? Was it money? Yeah. Did you feel like you were good for this? What was it like? Just because it was nasty and it turned you on?
So I'm also the manager of So Shameless Podcast. And we had Erotic Boudoir come to our live show.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, they gave me a sex toy. I gave it away. So they said they're going to give me another one. I felt bad. So I was like, you know what? I'll make a video and I'll just like do a review on it. And that video was so fire. The pics were so fire. The nudes I sent out. I was
and then
like,
he was pretty much like, yo, I could charge for this.
Yeah, I could charge for this.
I ain't going to lie. He's good at what he does. He's good at what he does. Because he'll tell a story. Like, tell him about how you did jerking off with your leg up thing.
Oh, wait, you tell stories on it?
I tell my story and shit like that. But one of the positions I did on my OnlyFans is I put the camera behind me and then I poked one leg up and then I poked my leg down and I jerked off with my leg, my dick facing downwards. So all you see is like ass and
nigga,
like
that's
dick.
Artistry.
That sounds hot.
So he's standing there just
I've been thinking about selling this video. Let me show y'all.
I was like, yo, this nigga is a wild boy, but yeah. So you
have sex, you masturbate, you're with toys. How do you find women to have sex with on your OnlyFans?
Ask them.
And what is that conversation like? How do you approach them?
Are there women that you're already fucking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So most times they'll say they want to do it because they know how open and free I am. And that's why they fuck with me. So they'll want to do it, but they just don't want their face in it.
Right.
So, and
I mean, there's ways
to
against that.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
They wear masks?
Nah. I just like put them in positions and I set up the camera so like they'll be laying down.
I asked my toy friend if I could give them a foot job for my OnlyFans because it's just my feet, but they all want to see a foot job on there. And I'm just like, shit, okay, let me find a dick. And like, now it's only dicks.
Like the last chick I had, I fingered her with the toys and then I had another like masturbation toy that had like spikes on the glove. So I fingered her with that. And then I was just so into it that I just started fucking her like after like I did the videos, but the cameras were still rolling.
Oh, that's
and then
dope.
I cocked her legs back and we had anal sex with the cameras rolling.
How is the money coming in for you as a man on OnlyFans?
I charged like really cheap. Well, I was charging really cheap. So I was only doing like for $5, but I raised the price because the work was like way too much.
Right. You're editing the video and all of that, right?
Exactly. I edit everything.
Who are like role models? I feel like, okay, like we talk about being nasty all the time because we like her, certain girls. I like this girl, Goddess Angelina, too. I don't know. She's white. Oh, not Latina, I guess. But like, she's gorgeous girl, tiny, very petite, but super dominant. And I just really like when people have good kind of work. Who's your role model for OnlyFans? Where you're like, I like what this nigga does.
I don't actually have any male ones. It's kind of like a little egotistical because I feel like I put out like better content. Of course, they'll just be known more than me.
Right.
But I just put out better content. But I try to make it visually and audio wise very pleasing. So I always have like background music, the different like, views. Yeah, I moan sometimes.
Can we see it? Can we get some moans on the mic? Can you do it live? Can I get it? But I wanna hear why I moan on the mic. You don't moan on the mic.
What's happening?
I wanna hear a man moan.
I need to step out.
No, I love man moans. Can you give us a man moan? Tahoe, you've never moaned?
give us your cum sound.
Come on.
Do
you say I'm about a nut?
Yeah. Okay, can we get a sexy moan, Orlando?
I usually moan just like really deep breath kind of
shit.
Do it. Nah. I'll just be like, shit. Fuck.
Oh, you're a talker.
Yeah, I'm a talker. Oh, shit.
I can't hear nothing.
Okay, well, your turn. Weezy, you moan.
I'm almost there. Hold on.
I love when a guy does that. Let me catch that nut.
Can I do mine over now? It sounded way better than mine.
Whew, fuck. Don't move.
Okay. Carolina. Okay, god damn it.
Okay, Mandy, wait, do yours.
No, because you make fun of me.
All right,
I told you, it's like, oh, let me get that nut. Oh, not for me. Give me that nut. Okay, god damn it.
No judgment. That was great.
Oh, yeah, thank
that
you.
Was fucking
thank
awesome.
You. I wish you liked the nut one.
So let's hear yours.
She says I'm ghetto. Your turn. She'd be like, oh my god, orgasm for me, please.
No, I don't. Okay, can I tell y'all, this morning I felt so fucking nasty because I was like, oh, I really want to drink some cum. Can you feed me?
What's the difference between drinking cum and nut? Peanut butter?
No,
I can say nut, bitch.
Wait, you said that during the act?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was getting fucked and I was like, I'm ovulating, so he couldn't come on my pussy. And I was like, oh, I want to drink it.
I love drinking that.
And then I like take my fingers in my mouth and show him where to feed it to.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I want you to feed me. I don't know if I fucked with anybody that talks that nasty.
No? Oh, I'd be nasty. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you like me being your little slut? I definitely say that.
Me too.
I definitely say that. I'm your slut. Do whatever you
I
want
don't know
to
why.
Me.
I don't want to be a whore, but I'll be a slut. It feels more fun.
You ever had somebody smack you out of nowhere?
So I smacked my nigga.
Yeah.
I smacked the shit out of him.
Consensually, like, there was something he asked me.
So he asked.
Pre-consent.
The guy, my nigga didn't. I just felt like he took all my power, and I like being dominant. So he was fucking the shit out of me, and so I just slapped the fuck out of him, a missionary.
Wait, women don't have to ask men for consent?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I mean, I didn't expect him to fuck. He didn't ask to fuck the shit out of me like that.
I slapped.
You know what I mean? Where the fuck was the consent? I didn't know he was gonna fuck the shit out of me.
Fuck means like that. Like fuck. The word fuck means like that.
Right, but fucking. If you listen to Horrible Decision, there's a lot that goes into fucking, and slapping is one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I slapped a pussy before. That was fun.
I'm not gonna lie. He does this little thing where he like smacks my ass. No, he just like gets into this almost like flogging, but with your hand, and it's a smack where it's.
You want to see the glove?
Okay.
You want to see the glove?
Oh, yeah. Let's see the glove. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's nice,
I wasn't ready for the color.
Wow.
What's the name of the glove?
The love, it's called the love glove.
You do a very good job at fingering, though.
Oh, and he's sucking her toes while he's fingering her pussy, y'all.
Are you using a phone? Mm-hmm.
This is no, I have two cameras.
I was going to say, this looks really good.
Oh, this nigga, the quality is like HD.
Have you seen this song?
I don't watch his OnlyFans.
You got to see it.
Well, it's not a dick.
But it's all pussy. Okay, this is the dick.
If you want to subscribe
to
Orlando OnlyFans, it's Dear Orlando Roy.
Thank you for telling
me. We're going to put the
he manages my other podcast.
We're gonna put the link in the description of this episode.
I want a manager for my OnlyFans.
You should be really proud of doing work like that, though, because I have seen, and this is no shade to y'all women, but I haven't seen it with men too much, like in Raggedy, but I feel like girls just throw shit up there.
Ashy.
Because men, it's gonna take you, like, I have a broke big toe. My lashes wasn't done. And I was telling my boo, I was like, oh, my big toe broke. I hate it. I gotta go to the. He was like, you deal with niggas that notice a broken toenail? And I'm like, yes, I do. So I think, like, honestly, it's to the point now, especially in quarantine, men just like women. I think we overthink sometimes how we look more than what women.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like, my lashes, I'd be like, you like my lashes? He's like, I noticed.
Yes, they in don't person, do it, but know? I'm sorry for, like, wanting someone to pay. Put some effort in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is whether you're selling your body or your videos.
Yeah.
If someone's going to pay for it, spruce it up a little.
One of my last favorite episodes of 2020 is definitely episode 171, Sex Shop Tales and Butt Plugs, featuring Lauren. So Lauren reached out to us and Weezy booked her, and I'm so super excited. We had to record remotely. This was done during, of course, quarantine before Weezy and I were able to get back into the studio, and I'm so glad that we got to experience the remote recording, because we did get to interview so many guests that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to record with because they are not here in New York City. So guys, I want you guys to listen to not only the full episode, but this clip I'm about to play featuring Lauren, where she shares her experience as someone who works in a sex shop. She shares not only stories, but one really, really, I think, interesting tip on how to get a butt plug out of your ass if it gets stuck. And you won't believe the household item she said that you can simply remove out of your kitchen. Well, tune into this clip here and find out how to remove a butt plug. Thank you, Lauren.
Okay, wait. You know what? I can't. We got to get off this animal thing. Before we get into home mail, because this is almost too wild at this point, I need to know the phone calls that you got. Tell me about the guy or the customer that called about the butt plug.
So I had a gentleman come in. He's probably-
and I need you to tell the story, and then maybe Weezy can do an accent and be the customer or something. Let's role play this shit out.
This is not stuck in my ass.
It don't matter.
So I had a gentleman come in, very like McDreamy, right? Like very handsome, older white dude, probably mid 40s. He comes in, he's on the shorter side. He's probably like 5'8", 5'9". I'm 5'7".
Sorry for the sirens, by the way, if y'all.
I am very vaguely, so they should be okay. So they come in, so the guy comes in. And he basically lies and tells me that he's coming to get in a retirement gift for a friend. So he wants to see butt plugs. He wants to see all this stuff. So I end up selling him a butt plug. I think some of the male enhancement pills, some lube, some massage oil, just regular shit. Not regular, but regular. Right. So he ends up, he's super charming, super nice. He's like, oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much for helping me, sweetheart. Blah, blah, blah. Check him out. He leaves. 2 hours later, I get a phone call to the store. And normally when we get phone calls, it's just what hours, you know, because it's
hours and directions.
Exactly. Yep. So I answer the phone. I'm like, Raider Kingdom, this is Lauren. How can I help you? And he's like, hey, so you might remember me. I'm handsome white guy from earlier. And I'm like,
no, he didn't.
So I'm like, yo.
You're talking about
pay the student loans or not. So he's like, kind of weird, but so I tried to use the toy, and it's not coming out. And so in my head, I'm still going off. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. You told me you're getting it for somebody for a retirement party. So I'm thinking maybe it's his wife. So I'm going straight into or partner in general. So I try to be very like non-specific when it comes to people's orientations. So I'm like, okay, well, tell your partner they just need to relax, you know, get some lube. I recommend sitting on the toilet because that just kind of relaxes your muscles. It'll just drop, right? Cool. He's like, well, it's actually for me. Nigga. So I'm like, okay.
So the butt plug is stuck in his butt hole.
And not like you were saying where you're afraid it's going to be like the whole thing's going to be stuck. It was stuck in the fact that he like tensed up, clenched up, couldn't push it out. Couldn't pull it out because his muscles, it just spasmed. So
I feel like I have the shit. Listening.
Listen, so I'm talking to him. I'm like, okay, boom. How'd you put it in? He's like, I just stuck it in there. Did you use any lube? No. Do you have any lube? No, because in my thing, I'm like, you need to put some lube around there. He's like, well, I was going to get a stick of butter. I'm like, wait a minute, nigga, no.
No, do margarine earthbound.
That, I can't believe it's not butter. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I was going to get a stick of butter. I'm like, please don't. Like, try it. I was like, do you have like a water bottle? He goes and grabs the water bottle. I'm picturing all this in my head. So I'm picturing him like scooting like off the toilet. So he gets the water bottle. And he tries to like squish it up there. And he's like, it's not working. I'm like, listen, just breathe. Like, I'll talk you through it. Like, that's fine. And mind you, I have customers in the store. So I'm like trying to whisper because we have like big monitors where we watch.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. And yes, bear down on the toilet with your stick of butter.
Literally me. So I'm literally like talking to people and I'm like trying to hide behind the monitor where the security is. And I'm like, okay, so what I need you to do is I need you to just grab the water bottle like so. And I just need you to just squish it and it should go up and you should feel a little bit looser and that should just push and breathe at the same time. He's like, it's not worth it.
Did he get it out while he was on the phone?
Yes, and he went and got the stick of butter. And the stick of butter worked, bitch. I'm not even gonna watch it. The stick of butter worked.
So guys, that is another tip during this episode.
And that
episode
is our fucking home mail. If you ever get a fucking goddamn butt plug stuff up your ass, bitch, you better hope you got butter.
Butter. I'm sorry. You should probably clean right and after, but butter.
Imagine if you had to go to your neighbor's house like this, like, I actually need some butter. No, I need it right. Any kind. I guess Vaseline would be another thing in your house, maybe.
Olive oil.
Crisco, bitch. Something. I need.
We know Weezy liked the Crisco.
Ashley Chubby Bunny, one of my favorite influencers ever. That's my bitch. I won't wear it out. But what I will say is, on her first appearance on Horrible Decisions, the episode was 151, Fat Phobia and Closing the Devil Dick Portal. I was in fucking shambles while her and Mandy were talking about devil dick, which is 100% a fucking thing. I wish I would have done a spell last week to break the curse of devil dick. But they discussed so much about fat phobia, about their bodies and body positivity. But this moment in particular about dick was fucking hilarious, and I just had to put it in this episode. Enjoy, y'all. Here's what happened when I went to the doctor with my sex injury last week, right? So I was squatting. I know exactly when it happened. I felt this pinch right on the side, and I was like, okay, maybe it's just like a nerve thing. Then a bitch started doing some acrobatics 2 days later. In the middle of this threesome, you know what I'm saying? She starts holding my legs open, and now I'm leaned into her, and she's like spreading my legs. And that's when I felt it. Like, it felt like something almost like just started slowly like ripping at the seam. It was crazy. Ooh. He saw my face, and he already knew my leg was hurting, and I didn't want to like ruin the threesome. So I'm just like, oh, let me see you do it. Let me see you fuck him. So I was fucked up. So I get to the fucking urgent care, and I'm like, yo, I was squatting. And then, like, shortly after that, it aggravated. He was like, really? From walking? From being back in the gym? And I was like, no, from fucking, sir. That's exactly what I said, from fucking, sir. And he was like, okay. Well, he was like, I can tell you. He's like, because you've torn the ITU band and it's from your hip to your knee, he's like, squatting is going to be difficult. Bending over is difficult. So I would suggest no going on top. And I'm sitting there.
I would have been like, I don't do that anyway.
Excuse.
I said, I thought you were already going to give me a Valium. This is another gift. So I don't need to get on top, is what you're saying. I said, can you write that down and tell him how long
it is? That is the gift that keeps on giving.
I cannot believe what he said. You can't get on top. I said,
That's easy.
That shit was hilarious. So the nurse is like typing, you know, when they're like putting in the notes or whatever. I said, make sure you put that in there so I can print it out and give it to my boo. That I almost said my man. Oh, God. So anyway, top 8 sex injuries, okay? Most common, yes, from thesun.co.uk. I was so high when I did this outline last night. Number 1 is vaginal tears, I thought.
Tears.
And I said, I said, I've had that before, I think. I've been really upset. Do you remember there's a Sex and the City episode where she goes, my vagina's depressed? Because, like, she was having some shit going on. I really thought that was vaginal tears, but it was tears, and I'm dumb.
I think I'd have had that before.
Yeah, it's the entrance to the vagina.
Is that, like, when you feel it in your stomach?
Well,
no, bitch. My stomach be hurting after sex sometimes. Like, damn, nigga, you was in my stomach. You ain't never fucked no big dick and your stomach was hurt after?
No,
like,
my
cervix. Cervix. So it actually can't get into your stomach. Like, well, there's no physical.
It's
no
the bottom way. By my belly button be hurting.
I think it's my cervix.
I be like, damn, nigga, it's your belly button?
It's your cervix.
How
it's
deep are we?
What do you mean?
It go
like,
real deep.
What's the average pussy depth? Like 5 inches?
About 6 to 8 centimeters.
So how them niggas be getting all the way in?
Centimeters?
It's inches, sorry. Wait, 6 to 8 inches.
Nah, yeah. How do you get in? 12-inch dicks, bruh.
You know, when the vagina is an amazing place. The vagina is an amazing place.
I told you,
You know, it can do amazing things.
Dr. Christina, how do the big dicks get in?
How?
We need to know.
And I'll be spreading my cheeks and I'll be like, put it all in. That's how I know it's going to my stomach.
But just tell me where it goes.
So it goes just inside the vagina, and the vagina again can stretch. It's an amazing place. It can stretch and go,
but it don't go longer.
Normal size.
It can't go longer.
That's the thing that confuses me. If I'm 6 inches and you're 10, and you put the whole thing in, where that shit went?
It's in there. So it stretches all the ligaments and all the tissue out.
And it go to my belly button. I told you. And these niggas don't be curved. I like the straight dick niggas. Hook niggas be hurting.
Yo,
so I know when they go in, they go in this way.
That's where all the muscles are.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
That's where all the muscles are. So if it's hitting the side, like that's
bro,
why.
We were fucking the other night and it was so funny. I didn't want to laugh, but so we were drunk and he's got a curve on his dick, right? Mm. And it's not like it's the craziest, biggest dick. It's big enough. And goddamn, that should be really hurting. So he turned me and we started fucking. He was fucking the shit out of me. He goes like, yeah, now I know how to fuck this pussy. I was like, you found your angle, baby.
Yeah.
You found an angle.
Yeah.
I don't like the curved dick.
That shit sucks.
Yeah. So I would say that the vaginal tears are the most common. It's like, you know, women who come in and talk about how they bled after sex, you know, usually it's because of a tear. And really the most severe I've seen. So you can tear right underneath the cervix.
Not your stomach. You know, not your stomach. It's still in the vagina. It stays in the vagina. But I've had somebody come to the ED where they literally bled 2 liters of blood from a tear. Yes, whoa, they needed emergency surgery.
Ain't that a Coke bottle?
The big one from Domino's?
Yes, exactly. Papa exactly. John's. They needed surgery, needed to put sutures in there.
How old were they?
It was a young girl. She was probably, if I'm remembering correctly, like 18, 19 years old. And the thing is,
so she had a big old dick she wasn't ready for.
Why are you so petty? This nigga just put fucking 2 liter Coke can.
It's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood.
I think she ended up needing a blood transfusion.
From dick.
Yes. And so the thing is, she, you know, most people, they don't report, when they report these injuries, they don't want to say it's because of sex, right? They're embarrassed. They kind of try to say, they're like, oh yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, we were having sex and then all of a sudden, like, I started bleeding. Like, it was obviously like rough sex.
Speaking of bleeding, keep it 100. Can a nigga fuck your period on?
I was just about to ask that.
Can they fuck your period on? Yes. Because I'm telling you right now, I feel like I've been fucked and I'm like, yo, that shit was supposed to come in 2 days, but you got it out.
That shit happens.
Not necessarily. So if it's going to come, some blood can start to come out early because of sex.
So let me ask you the other part of that. So I done fucked on like my last day, and I know it's my last day because I know how long it lasts, and then they done fucked the whole day two period, come back where it's heavy as fuck again. Can they fuck you to keep your period on as well?
No, it's not going to stay on, but the thing is the blood comes out a little bit quicker. Instead of like working itself out, it comes out quicker all at once.
So basically, if you want your period to end fast, you should just fuck yourself to get it out?
Get it all out.
Nah, that's nasty. I'll pass.
At some point, your uterus is going to stop bleeding, and then all the blood just has to work itself out. That's why it's dark at the end.
So on the other
end... Because it's like staying in the vagina.
On the other end of the spectrum, the second most common injury, something that we don't have, but I felt like I've done it before, is a fractured penis.
You felt like you fractured a penis.
I feel like a nigga was pumping so hard, he went in and maybe missed the hole, and then I feel
like that sometimes when I'm like fucking from the back,
yeah.
And I'd be like pushing
and
it'd be
like, if they had a fractured penis, you need medical treatment.
Oh, so now like, I ain't fractured no penis.
Let me show you this picture of this dick I thought broke. Hold on. Here's what my other question. I'm in the picture, bruh.
So you took a picture of this dick.
Here's what happened.
Right after it broke?
When I'm fucking reverse cowgirl, I feel like I'm about to break a dick.
So, honestly, when that happens, you can usually hear a pop. Sorry to this man experience.
I am not, bro.
It said there's like three cylinders in the penis, and then when that shit pops,
so the penis is actually not a bone people say it is. It's not a bone.
It's just blood.
But it's just a lot of
people
blood.
Think it's a dick is a bone, so if it could go down.
People think it is. They do. But anyway, when it's broken. It's basically they're rupturing all that blood, the blood vessels that are running through the penis. Yeah. So they're rupturing all of that.
Yo.
And then they need
them. I got another one. So I was seeing this guy, Hospital Dick, right? And he got that name because he was trying to fuck this girl. I guess she was too, quote unquote, narrow, whatever. And she ended up going to the hospital because his dick was too big. Yeah. In her defense, it was. How can a woman receive, or like, I guess if you have someone with a big dick, get your pussy to fit the dick?
A whole bunch of lube.
So as you have sex with this person more and more, the vagina is gonna stretch
like a little keyhole. It fit now,
cause I mean, a baby's head comes out of there, so a baby's head is like this big. It comes out of there, so it can fit, but you know, not initially. Like, it's not gonna happen right away. You can't just force it in there. So
So Canadian Bay has such a massive dick that I like can't even suck past the head, and so it's not enjoyable for me because it is so big. Yeah. And with him, it wasn't even to where I felt embarrassed. I put lube by the side of the bed, and right before we went to fucking, even without him knowing, I grabbed that lube and just put it on myself because his dick was so big that I know that it wouldn't be comfortable. And then also because I do use condoms as well, like the friction already there, if I'm not all the way wet, it's just uncomfortable. It's almost unbearable for me. So, I mean, a lot of us women look at our vaginas as if we're not wet, it's us, or maybe we're not turned on. And depending on the time of the month, I know when I'm drunk, it takes way longer for me to get wet than normal. So I think a lot of us look at our vaginas as if we're not wet. Oh my God, maybe we're not aroused. Maybe there's something wrong with us. Mm-hmm. And I think as women, we need to be okay with grabbing the lube and put it in there ourselves. And sorry, we're not waterfalls.
That expectation. It's the same thing with like squirting. Girls are like feeling so much pressure because men are watching these videos of women and shooting like it across the fucking room. Like the expectations that men have for a pussy is wild. Women never made me feel that way.
I mean, after ovulation, you're going to be a little drier, right? Because your body really is meant to have babies. So
I
didn't know it was right after ovulation.
After ovulation, it dries up a little bit because then you're really not at risk to get pregnant, right? So your body wants to be more lubricated for intercourse, so it's more enjoyable so that you have it before ovulation.
So I do the rhythm method, and I have to be honest, I like sometimes I get scared because it's worked so well for me, right? Like, I've been pregnant before, but it was I was younger and didn't, you know, do the rhythm method or whatever. And now I've been doing it. Everything's been fine. Normally, pull-out method is my thing. But when I'm definitely not ovulating, sometimes I'll be like, you know, I could do a cream pie or two. You know what I'm saying? I'm curious to know, how effective is the rhythm method for, I guess, how effective is our ovulation cycle, like, can I trust my body in that way?
If your periods are very regular, then you can. The only issue
They've only been off by one day.
Yeah, so usually, as long as you're a couple of days after ovulation, the egg only lasts for 24 hours. So once you ovulate, the egg is gone after 24 hours. So after that, you're really not at risk for pregnancy technically. But the only issue is that if, let's say, for some reason your period is off that month, like you can, your period can be off because of what you eat. Your period can be off because of sweat.
Oh, so we've made it. Y'all made it with us. We are again approaching the very end of a goddamn hell of a fucking year. I do, before we get out of here, want to give a shout out to anyone who signed the petitions following the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still very, very present and going on. I did share a ton of ways that you could make a difference if you could not donate or if you were scared to be out protesting. I am going to drop a couple of those links in the description of this episode, again, for you to end off the year with truly making a difference. And again, I do just want to thank the entire Whore Hive for you guys for rocking with us all of 2020. How did you like them clips?
Will say I am very satisfied that we did not go with the sugar daddy, but I will tell you, Lauren, because that was my favorite episode of the year. She was just such a surprise. I love having people that listen to Horrible Decisions on the show, and I think she was exactly the guest that we could have asked for, especially in a quarantine. She was just great. Oh, who would I be if I didn't tell y'all a ritual to do for New Year's, okay? Few things all our moms have told us, we've known over the years. Clean your fucking house, y'all. Please make sure you clean your house before you start that new year. Get your mind right. Get in a good space. I think Black Eyed Peas is definitely one you should do too.
Yeah, I was about to say, bitch, you gotta make the pot.
No, I'm saying I think it's one that you should do too. But I know it's not everybody's thing, but I do think that you should definitely eat that on New Year's
Day. I ain't even used to like them, but now I like them. I make them so good. And you know what? Y'all, if you a patron, I'ma throw up my recipe for my motherfucking black eyed peas so y'all can go and make that good.
And you have to eat it on the first day of the year, by the way. The first day of the year.
Also collard greens. Collard greens is another one you should definitely make as well. Bring in a little bit more prosperity with them black eyed peas too.
Also, let some shit go. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with a nigga and you just want to unload on him, this ain't recommended by the websites, but I'm going to tell you, do it all before the year is up and then block his ass, because that's what I would do. Just unload, just an emotional dump. You ain't shit, peace. And then block him and you welcome into the new year for new niggas.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, shout out to everyone like myself who found love in the pandemic, in the panoramic. I am grateful again to be meeting Zoom Zaddy Dick this year. I know that a lot of y'all are like, oh my God, are y'all relationship decisions? He's going into 2021 with me. So hopefully be ready. And actually, before we get out of here, because I just want to say one more thing. Can I say one more thing or no? So something that, and Weezy, I'm not even sure if you're familiar, a part of the community and something I for sure wanted to bring up on this page is the fact that the pandemic has not only affected so many people with their families, their jobs, it has absolutely affected our community and the sex community. And guys, we have had Daniel Saint on the show from NSFW. And because of what New York is doing with the shutdown, he will not make another lockdown here in New York. So if you also want to make a difference outside of signing the petitions in the description, you can now donate. GoFundMe.com/SaveNSFW. He actually was providing another safe space for a lot of us in the community during the pandemic. But unfortunately, with the rents here in New York, he may not be able to keep NSFW alive. So if you can go ahead and donate, if you have it in your heart, that's GoFundMe.com/SaveNSFW. Thank you, Daniel, for everything you do and everyone that I've met from your club. So Zachary Zane, that was on here. Diadara, who was on here. Red, and just a lot. Just Corey, she was our first guest in quarantine. Just shout out to everyone that we met, SX Noir. Again, just thank you and make sure you guys help your local sex clubs and sex workers.
Yeah, I want to give Daniel a shout out too. Of course, you were a guest we had, honestly, from a Google, I believe. I was like, oh my God, this is Soho Sex Club. And you've become such a big part of, obviously, the sex community in New York and our lives. And we're grateful for you. I just wanted, only interrupted, because I wanted to give a shout out. If you haven't found love during quarantine and the pandemic was difficult for you, I just want you to know that we're thinking of you and we love you. I know a lot of people are alone for the holidays because they can't be with their families right now. And, you know, if you can't go through all horrible decisions to be with us and make you laugh and make you smile, just set the tone for your day. Share the appreciation for the people in your life. Try to make a new family with the friends you've got around you. Create a new tradition with your substitute quarantine family. You know what I mean? It's really, really hard. I actually don't know if I'm going to see my family. My dad isn't doing well. He's going to be fine, but I just don't really know if it's necessarily smart when someone's sick to go be around them. So I feel for y'all. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to live somewhere else for a bit during this pandemic and go see my family after getting tested, but I don't know anymore. And so I'm in that boat and I'm really feeling for y'all. And hey, maybe we will do a Christmas night Zoom and talk about how much we hate everyone, because that shit makes me feel great. Let's just get drunk together. Maybe we'll do it on Patreon, but I love y'all. We love y'all. We can't wait to see you guys in our first town hall too for the new year. It's going to be fun. And yeah, go through that back catalog, watch some fun TV, text people, FaceTime people. Zoom sucks, but do whatever you can to not be alone. And sorry, we can't give you our numbers, but we'll try. We'll try to do this Patreon town hall just in time to be your family for the holidays. We love you.
Thank you, Horhive. Thank you, patrons. And everyone have a good and happy new year. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Thank
Signing
God.
Out till
Bye,
2021.
2020.
Bitch. Bye, guys. Yeah, ho, ho, ho.